What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, February 3rd, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
What's up? Hello.
Hello. And Jason Bishop's here.
It's February 3rd, and there is a house in my neighborhood that still has their Christmas tree lit in the window.
Really, that is lit up
in the window.
It bothers me.
I've seen a few houses that still have their Christmas lights on outside, like at night.
Yeah,
that's still kind of weird. I mean, it's February,
but Christmas tree.
A Christmas tree, I think, is.
Yeah. I was going to take a picture of
that's
it.
That's like above and beyond. Like that's like
I don't
next
know what
level.
These people are doing. They're notorious for having their Christmas tree on for most of January, but it's usually out and gone by February. It's February 3rd, and it's still
on.
Is
that a family you know?
No, I don't really know them.
Could you ID them if you saw them out at dinner?
No, probably not.
Yeah.
Do they put it up early, too?
So
it's Thanksgiving all the way to February.
Oh, yeah. But I've never seen it up in February. This is crazy. I don't know if they're out of town or what, but I don't think they're out of town. Because I was walking my dog yesterday, and I saw them going to church.
Uh-huh.
And I think, I don't get it.
I was surprised on
I don't get it.
Saturday morning, I had to pick up Isabella from a sleepover. And when I went in the house, they still had their Christmas tree. Now, it was a fakie. They just haven't put it away. It was up. Looks like they took down all the decorations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they still had the tree, and as I was leaving, I was like, oh, you guys still have that tree? And they're like, it's so big, we don't know where to put it. I don't know. You know, sometimes if you just have like an attic, they live in a townhouse.
Sure.
Who knows? But
I think you take
it down at that point.
I mean, I get that. Sometimes people just, you know, it takes a while to start breaking down stuff.
Right.
But to have it on, lit up.
It's bizarre behavior.
It really is.
I will say, it is one of the more depressing days for me to take all the Christmas decorations and stash them away, because then you know you're just staring down the barrel of bleak, gray winter.
Awful days.
For two, maybe 3 months. But just leaving your tree up like with no decorations on it is even more depressing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy.
It's weird.
So usually on weekends, we kind of go our separate ways because we all have kids. They've got activities, million things going on. We actually saw each other twice this weekend. We had 106.7 The Fan live at Tally Ho.
We did,
on Friday night. I think it was a smashing success. It was good meeting a ton of our listeners who have followed us for years and years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some really nice people out there. And it's wild that some of the same people that came to the event, you know, last time we were at the Tally Ho, you know, 6-7 years ago, were there again.
Sure. Yeah.
It's kind of wild.
That was some years
back. I got to tell you, the guy, I think his name is Eddie. That gave us the pies.
I wanted to mention the pies.
Yes.
Man, we had the pie. I saved it until last night.
Yeah.
And my wife made like spaghetti.
What flavor did you get?
It was apple.
I had apple pie too.
Apple crumb.
Yeah.
But man, it was so good.
It was pretty damn good.
The pie was good.
Now that pie needed, personally, I needed to pop my slice of pie in the microwave.
Yeah, we heated it up.
About 15 seconds.
Yeah.
And that really sets it off.
Is that what you had? You had apple?
I had the apple pie too.
Man, it was good. So thank you, Eddie. Was it called Eddie Bull Pies?
I believe so. Yeah.
He brought me a pecan pie. And what'd you get, EB? Did you get blueberry?
Apple.
Oh, you got apple as well.
Apple. Also got apple.
Man, it was good.
He kind of personalized them.
Pepper.
Based on our preferences. So that was cool.
Apple.
It was just kind of great to be out and mingle with our listeners.
Sure.
A lot of excitement over the Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
The crowd does not like the Commanders' name, Cakes, so you got to feel good about that your bet.
It's just common sense. Just use your brain.
I was a little anxious about the whole event because, you know, we were not involved in the planning of it at all. Zero. And I just never like not knowing what's going to happen for the next couple hours, but they had it organized, didn't have to really do anything, just had to kind of respond. And of course, we were able to do that, but I was kind of shocked. I was actually a little bit disappointed because we baptized Cakes at the event. He's now an official Commanders fan.
it's been done.
And I'm just a little, I would have rather have done it on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we could do something also on the show to compliment it.
I feel like the baptism doesn't really mean anything. It's kind of like he's been baptized a Catholic.
That's true.
Yeah, but I think he, I feel like he's taken a public pledge.
Yes.
I feel like you're in.
Yeah, I'm in. I mean, if you want to do a follow-up ceremony, like it seems very ornate to do it again, but whatever.
You can have a confirmation.
Yeah,
that's what they do in the Catholic Church.
All the sacraments, right?
Maybe he has to pass a quiz.
Communion.
Maybe a commander's quiz.
Yeah, like in confirmation, you take a class, and then we teach you.
All right, here's where I'm going to push back a little bit.
Yeah.
The barrier to entry to be a Commanders fan
is low.
It's not low. It should be zero.
Yeah.
Because they've been so bad for 30 plus years.
Yeah.
Like I feel like there are all these hurdles being put up for me to become a fan, whatever. It's fine.
And he's only a fan for one reason.
The
one player.
Again, the barrier for entry should be you're human, you're alive, and you have a pulse. And if you show any sort of, inclination to be a Commanders fan, you're welcomed in.
I think
that's the way I look at it.
I think the test for him will be next year if he doesn't have Jaden Daniels on his fantasy team.
Yeah.
And he plays against Jaden Daniels. Will he be rooting against Jaden Daniels for his fantasy interest?
I'm going to do.
Or will be rooting more for his fan interest and Jaden Daniels
now,
to thrive?
Here's the problem. He's going to command a much higher draft pick in 2025 than he did in 2024.
Of course.
But I'm.
It's going to be a top five pick.
I'm going to do my damnedest to try to have him on a lot of my teams going forward.
He'll be a top five pick.
No, I think.
And look, I don't think.
And maybe
five,
since you're baptized,
first rounder.
Maybe since you're baptized,
I think he'll be first rounder.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, in super flex leagues, he's going first round.
Oh yeah, super flex. Yeah, definitely.
Maybe if you're baptized and if you root against your interest as a fan, and you root for the fantasy stuff, then you just have confession, just penance, yeah. I care more about my fantasy team.
More steps being added for me to be a Commanders
just
fan
adding
than,
bits.
Than anybody else on the planet.
That's right.
It's weird, but it's fine.
JP's hung up on the religious part of this. He's mentioned it 100 times.
I guess.
It's just a pledge. He's right. It's a public pledge to support the Commanders.
It's a proclamation. I'm in.
I still think that if he's not on his team, the feeling isn't there for Cakes, though. I still think there's a little tingle.
No, I mean...
Like he
you
doesn't like
can,
Eric.
You
Eric
guys can
gets
think whatever you want.
Eric gets sad if the team loses for like
a
week
as
straight.
Am I as vociferous as Eric Bickle about being a Commanders fan at this point? Of course not. He's been living it his entire life, aside from when he was a Seahawks fan early in his life. Whatever. So I'm kind of new to the party. You just got to give me some runway here.
I did think that it was a little funny that you were getting. Hate online for being a bandwagon fan.
That's,
of course they're going to attack him. Like they're not really
understanding.
You know
what else? Maybe I don't know if this guy was doing a bit or not. Like most of the people that were at the tally-ho that were Commanders fans, and it was a very pro-Commanders crowd, they were very cool. Like, oh, welcome, whatever. This one guy, after we were done, like when we were like meeting and greeting people, I was still up on the stage. He walks up to me. And he just said something. I couldn't even, it was unintelligible. But then he gave me the double barreled middle finger.
Like, wow. He was being serious?
I don't know if he was being serious or not, but he seemed kind of serious when we had the interaction. And I just kind of looked at him like, okay.
You couldn't tell at all what it was about?
No, it was about, I think he was
about
upset that I was becoming a Commanders fan.
Was he a fellow Raiders fan?
I was
going to
say.
No, I don't think, I mean, could he have been
a Giants or Cowboys
fan
or something like that?
I don't
even
know.
There was somebody from Philly that was there. Maybe it was the Philly guy.
He wasn't dressed in Philly gear. He wasn't dressed in Commanders gear.
Yeah, I don't know that he was necessarily dressed.
He could have been an Eagles fan and you got your first.
He came right up to me, right up in my face and basically just gave me the double-barreled middle finger. And I was like.
And then just walked away?
Yeah, I just didn't even know what to say.
I'm sure he was hammered.
There were a half dozen other people right around there while it happened. And I talked to one of those guys, and he was like, that was a weird interaction. And I said, right?
Could have been, of course it was. You know, your first rivalry troll. That's my guess.
Maybe.
He wouldn't be the first one to troll you for being a Commanders fan.
Maybe. Yeah, but again, I'm rooting for the Commanders. It's not like I went on stage at the tally-ho and said, you know what? I grew up a Raiders fan. Now I'm going to become a fan of the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, that's jumping on the bandwagon. starting to root for a team that hasn't done anything of note for 30 years, that is not jumping on a bandwagon.
That's and you're wearing Commander's gear.
As far as I'm concerned,
I think but you maybe had a Commander's beanie.
Maybe I'm a crazy person, Valdez. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. Which is entirely possible.
I think that what that kind of puts him over is his kids are into it.
Yeah,
right.
Sure.
So that puts you over.
That's helped me kind of get swept up in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been fun.
Yeah. I get it. That's cool. Anyway, great time there. And then of course the next day we went to the Pete Medhurst funeral, which you know, I knew it would be well attended. It was still shocking how many people showed up.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I mean, Pete was an absolute rock star, touched so many people, especially in that Southern Maryland area. You know, JP kept talking about all the Navy folks that were there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just an icon in the area. You never know. Just such a nice guy that we worked with for so many years.
I thought I was going to be the first one there. I got there at 9:45 because that's when the viewing was at 10. There was a line of people out the door.
I got there a little bit, I think around the same time as you.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
10 of.
Yeah.
And there was already the receiving line to meet the family.
Yeah.
It was stretching all the way out into the church lobby.
Yep.
And I was standing right next to
the guy. What's the broadcaster from old time broadcaster from Baltimore?
Keith Mills.
Yeah, Keith Mills was standing right behind
saw
me.
Saw him walk in.
The left line was faster than the right line. Because I got there at least inside before Jason and Danny, and they just passed me right by. I don't know what was going on, but
the good news is they figured it out. You don't need to sign the book right now. You could sign the book later, and then people were able to just walk in.
Well, they moved the book to the side.
He had two books. Pete was so famous. Yeah. He had two books.
I signed the left hand book.
And his wife did a really good job, or whoever did it. With the pictures, there was one that was like a softball section. There was one that was like a radio section. There was one that was like a Navy section.
Yeah.
He had so many jobs. We met some of the people, like you said, like Keith Mills or people in radio. And he worked with so many different outlets.
A lot of radio people. It was nice. People go out of their way to do that. And you know who I saw? It was Chief Kevin Davis. And I imagine Kevin knew Pete through us, I imagine. Mm-hmm. And as I was walking out, I talked to Kevin about it. I said, dude, you must go to so many funerals because he's the chief of police in Alexandria. He's been the chief of police in Baltimore City. You know, he was assistant chief or whatever in PG County his whole career. And he goes, yeah, dude. He goes, every week a cop dies, I got to be there.
Yeah.
And he goes, a retiree dies, I got to be there.
Brutal.
So literally, but you know, he doesn't soak, you can't internalize it all. You just got to be there professional sake. And you show up. And he just is part of his job. He's always at funerals.
Mm-hmm. All right. Phone number, as always, you want to get in touch with us throughout the show, is 800-636-1067. Same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. You can also hit us up on X @JunksRadio. Coming up next, a shocking trade in the NBA.